We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are your thoughts on what they're doing in Miami?
It's unethical and morally reprehensible, as far as I'm concerned, because we understand how dangerous football is as a game. Putting guys out there in this type of danger is a problem, but you can put that aside. I think as an employer, you have an obligation to provide as safe a working environment as you can, and also provide the people an opportunity to succeed. These young men have committed their lives to getting to the NFL, and the expectation is once you get to the NFL, the team will do the very best that they can do to make sure you succeed. They are not doing this there, and that's not fair, because these guys are physically paying the price. These guys are putting bad film on tape because they're not trying to win, and it's going to shorten their careers, and you know who's going to benefit from them? The owner and the general managers and maybe the potential future coach. These guys aren't going to benefit from it. They're going to be out of the league, having their careers ruined by a selfish team like the Dolphins.
All right, we're back with the Selfish Dolphins. Selfish Dolphins radio station.
That's it. That's us.
Dominique Foxworth, who he took the show yesterday, man, and everybody's talking about it all over the country, and everything from the 0-16 to tanking to get the first pick. And by the way, before we get to that, I want to thank the guy that sends to us all the highlights of Tua. I got to give it to you. Outstanding work. Your scouting report on the throws and stuff, God bless you, man. I'm dead serious.
It's our Twitter friend, Beartone44. He's in Jupiter, and this morning he literally sent, I'm guessing, 7 or 8 highlights, and some of them were highlights where he threw a great ball downfield,
yeah,
and the receiver just didn't catch it, and he goes, great pass, look at the instincts, receiver should have caught the ball.
Got to make the catch.
I think it's we have a full scouting report, pinpoint accuracy, get rid of the ball, moves players with his eyes and shoulders. Joe, he's good.
You know what?
This is fantastic.
Coming from Jupiter, right. Thank you, and I mean it. Listen, anybody that passionate to take time,
he's all in,
and put on social media highlights of how much you love Tua.
This guy cut game tape.
You know what? I hope we get Tua, if nothing else, for you,
right,
for that effort. I mean it. That was outstanding stuff. Taken for Tua, which I kind of made fun of. I guess I'm not making fun of now because it ain't very funny.
It's happening.
It's reality.
It's reality
of what's going on. So anyway, hey, Dominique Foxworth was on ESPN. And talked about some things that made sense, and some things were for a guy that played and has been involved and led the NFL PA. Said some really stupid things, too. The safe product, like, I don't quite get the safe product being safe. Everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's a professional. Yes, the talent and the quality of football with the Miami Dolphins is not what everybody else has. It's clearly the worst product in the NFL. I believe that. Now, do I think they're going to have a chance to win a game down the road? They got some teams that are struggling. They're 0-2. They're down to, you know, the Jets got to come here. Although the Jets overall team is much more talented.
And you're playing in New York against the Giants too. That's another
bad team.
Yep.
See, but you know, nobody went out of their way to get rid of their best players except the Miami Dolphins.
No, that's a fact. You're right.
For draft picks and everything else. So that, but the safe product and guys are getting paid and they're not doing it for free. And the safe product, I don't quite get that. Like, what are you afraid? All the guys that are being picked up on waivers that they have on this team are going to get injured. I didn't get that comment. The putting bad tape out, I can tell you there's a good solid 20-something guys on this team. They're just glad to be putting tape out. And hoping it's good tape, because they not only want to play the rest of this year.
Picked up.
They want to be able to get a contract for next year with somebody going, hey, you got a chance to play a lot. This chance, now, I don't like it, but for these players individually, everybody's got their own take on this. But for probably half this team, they're getting to play a lot of football, and get their careers going again, or get it going the first time with an opportunities that they're going to get, where people are going to go, or the Dolphins are going to go, hey man, you're in our future plans here. You can play, and so we're gonna sign you another 2-year contract, which means more money. So for those guys, leave them out of the bitching company.
No, it's a hell of an opportunity for them.
They're looking. There are some guys that got picked up that got a chance to play and play a lot of football, and they're not bitching. Hell, they're going, hey, man, I got a chance to not only make my $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 this year. Hell, I can get another 2-year deal, get a little bonus up front with it, which the teams are giving now. So if you think those guys are going, oh, my God, I don't know if I'm good enough to play. And, yes, they got a lot of guys been waived recently on the team and played a little bit, got an occasional start, but were special teams guys and got released in camp. That's kind of been one of the themes of this Dolphin roster with some of the guys they have.
Joe, interesting text. Joe, we didn't win with our, quote, best players. What's the difference?
Well, I would say this.
We were competitive, though. That word would be used then.
And we were very competitive at home, so it made it entertaining at least for – I don't pay for tickets. I don't know why I keep bringing it up, but I am sensitive to our fan base. I am. We put our fans through a lot. You're right. And so – it is interesting. We should do a poll on it every day. We really should. Are you good with this as a fan on what we're doing? Because it's clear. I mean, if it's not clear, you're blind. That we are out. We've loaded up on draft picks. We are all about April now. We are all about April and free agency with all this money and all these draft picks. A bunch. Or does this piss you off? And this is not what you ever want to see the Dolphins team doing with 14 games left, including what you just saw. And I do feel there were a lot of people went to those games the last 2 weeks that didn't think they were coming to see that product.
Oh, I don't think anyone really did. You don't think anyone walked to that stadium thought they would lose by 7 touchdowns in the first game and 6 in the next. You thought they'd lose and probably lose bad. But they're in historic, grounds right now. Like, they're in point differential is just ridiculous.
They've cut this team down now, taking the legs off this team with the guys they have, to the point that it could be the worst team, one of the worst teams in history of the NFL. It just is. And I mean, we'll see how they do as a schedule. I mean, it can't be Baltimore, New England, and Dallas every week who haven't lost a game.
No, but the next 2 weeks are not going to be pretty either. Dallas and then the L.A. Chargers.
Chargers are good.
Yeah, so the first 4 weeks of the
stadium.
Philip
Rivers coming in town.
Yeah.
Boza coming back. They got a good team, too. I get it, but do they get any closer? And I don't have an answer on that.
All right, two quick texts that just came in. Better than good, finally going in the right direction. We're trending down right now, but I guess finally going in the right direction. Another one says, I'm good with tanking. I'm sick of 8-8 seasons and going nowhere whatsoever. No, I'm good with this as a fan. If we're losing competitive games, I might feel better. Instead, I'm not going to another game this season. So this is a fan that understands what's going on, but this is just another level of bad. That's what's going on right now.
Yeah. Well, it's not competitive, and you're fine. I will say this. We all know what's out there. I've never seen anything like this. So I thought it was going to be a rough year. I did. Sure. I thought it was going to be rough.
Okay.
I saw what they put together. I saw the offensive line right off the bat, and I went, wow, that's going to have to be some super-ass coaching. Super-ass, not just coaching, super-ass coaching to have a chance with that group.
But not 0-16 bad.
No, I thought.
Did you ever think it was going to be as bad as it looks now?
I thought they'd get, originally, when I looked, I go, it's 2 or 3 wins, maybe 4. And then you see the moves that have been made across the board. Even the guys that were keeping you, who knows? They were just 7-9 kind of players or 8-8 players. But we have had. But the other part of this I go back to. Zach, we're in this boat of these 7-9, 6-10s, and 8-8s because we can't draft. So now, because we can't figure it out with everybody else's system that they work under, where everybody else gets the same basic draft, we have to do this and supercharge draft it. where we get all these extra high picks, basically four first-round picks, because we're going to have the first pick in the second round.
33, yep.
So you're going to get a ton of guys that should be quality, and that's why I go back to one face, and that's Chris Greer. You better get this friggin' right. All right, I got it. I don't like it, but, I mean, nothing you can do. Fans don't – the ones that don't like it still – This is what it is, but you better hit on it because you can never do this again. You better hit on these picks, starting with a quarterback, and then you better get stuff to protect that quarterback so he's got a chance to be successful, and then we'll go from there. Pass rush and all the other stuff that they need. But I will say this, Zach, they got a ton of what should be quality picks in the first and second round. Over 2 years. But all that money next year, you better hit on the right free agents. Not a guy that's got 1 year left. Not a guy that we didn't do our homework on to find out he had some mental issues. Not a guy that when Rex Ryan says he's done and can't play and we don't believe him because he was playing in the wrong defense.
Wrong system, right.
And we found out, no, you were right, Rex. In Buffalo with him, he couldn't play. And we just gave him $9 million.
That was a disaster.
I told you my great story. Mario Williams mm-hmm. in the back. So he was inactive for a lot of games. It got so bad he couldn't even play. I mean, they just went, oh, woo, we whiffed on you. You're the reason front office guys get fired. So we had a guy that was a counselor, one of these sports counselors.
Sports psychologist guys?
Yeah. So he's sitting in the back. He flew in every week, and he was a friend of – was it Adam Gase's? I think it was Adam Gase guy. So he's back there sitting right behind me, early bus, going over. Going, hey, man, you're back. You're playing today. First time I've ever heard this. In all the years on the bus, on the team buses. I said, hey, man, you got to see it like you used to. And he's doing all this sports psychologist stuff.
Wow.
And I'm like, Mario Williams, who was, at one point was one of the greatest pass rushers in the game, and he had all kinds of issues off the field. Of course, we never check on that stuff. We just get guys, and then we find out. They got all kinds of issues later, and then we find out. So they're going, hey, man, because I don't know if you remember, he was missing camp all the time because he had issues to take care of. And I hear that, I go, oh, no, not a veteran that's got stuff to take care of in another state. Not good, not zeroed in on this. You're giving him days off. Don't worry about him. He'll be fine.
We had a player go AWOL.
We can't get those. Yeah. We had a guy go AWOL.
Want to go back to his other team.
Who's that? Timmons? Who was
Lawrence
it?
Timmons.
Lawrence Timmons.
That was when you guys were out in California. They tried to get on a plane back to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. I was out there when they said, hey, just so you know, never showed up last night. Couldn't find him. What?
Been trying practicing to fly all home. Week,
trying to fly home. Caught him at the airport. You know, it doesn't make the players look bad. Makes your front office look.
Of course it does.
Makes your front office look stupid.
You say it all the time. Do your homework. Do a little bit more homework. And when you think you got enough homework,
do
a little more.
So anyway, but enough of all that old stuff.
Okay, we're in the new stuff now.
Now we got a whole bunch of money to get this thing right with younger guys.
Okay.
Can play. That are playing some, but ain't making the amount of money they want. We're going to pay them more to take it to the next step. And hit on those draft picks. We got to go to break, man.
You make it sound nice and easy. I mean, that you do.
Listen, man,
feeling more confident about it.
I just want to believe in whatever we pick or we sign in free agency. Because we'll never, ever be in this situation again to have this many draft picks and this much money.
No. You get this once in a lifetime with a team.
Very seldom do you have a team that goes, we got the most money. And we got the most draft picks.
They own the offseason.
You are the offseason story.
We're
going to Vegas, and it's the Miami Dolphin, Las Vegas.
We need to get the draft party out there. We're going to have a lot of draft picks there for the Dolphins.
Oh, no, that'll be our next big event.
We
got
to get out to Vegas.
It'll be the next big event going on out there.
By the way, if they draft Tua, it's going to change everything. And I'm saying mentally more than on the field first.
Just because of who he is.
Because it's like,
profile.
Oh, my God, we got you. Like, when was the last time we brought a guy like that in? Danny?
Oh, I don't think Danny was that.
No, but I'm saying there wasn't even that much hype around Danny for that. So, like, you're going to get that guy in the position that we've been asking for 20 years. They get Tua, they draft him. He won't even play a down yet. And this entire city and Dolphin fans are going to feel different.
Yep.
Just with one guy.
No, that's a good point. You get Tua.
That's it. There's going to be Tua jerseys all over town.
Let me just say this, and I appreciate all the people love Tua, and now this has been going on damn near a year with the Tua stuff, and I appreciate it. I do. And you might be right. He might be the guy. But he better be able to play. You better,
right away.
You can't take the best marketing tool, because he is the best marketing tool.
Of course he is.
For us.
Yeah.
You got to get the best player. And if the best player is that guy in Oregon,
okay,
and not the guy in Alabama, you can't listen to everybody. You better get the right guy.
They can't whiff on that.
And then I get break in my ear from the assistant program director. So we got to roll right.
I think it's unique and different for every guy, but it's not. There are certain things, you know, there's the elephant in the room. I mean, there are certain things, you know, whether it's the Minka trade or Laramie or Kenny or dropping the ball or, you know, throwing an interception, you know, that some people treat them as taboo, but it's really, you just have to be open about it and put everything out there, you know, and knowing that guys are going to make mistakes, but maybe getting to the root of why it's happening. And that's not just for drops. That's for, you know, bad decisions, bad throws, all that stuff. But I think as a whole, just over-communicating on all that and getting it out there is an important thing.
That was Ryan Fitzpatrick. But first, join 560 of the Joe WQAM this Sunday, 12:30 to 3:30 at the casino at Dania Beach. Watch the game, win Finn's tickets, and enjoy Game Day's favorite light lager. It must be 21, by the way. Details at WQAM.com. That's this Sunday at the casino at Dania Beach, 12:30 to 3:30.
All right, so apparently Brian Flores just walked in and went, Mika Fitzpatrick is gone. We traded him. Have a good day today, guys. So,
can you imagine if that's how it went? Oh, so, that'd be great.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, who, by the way, I mean, whoever the quarterback coming in, I want him to have the personality and leadership of Ryan Fitzpatrick, who everybody has raved about. Old school. One of the guys can sit and talk to you. You know, he's been through it all. He's seen it all, not shocked by anything. So he's looking at his team and going, ooh, we got some salty guys that are pissed because it's clear what this team's doing, and we got some veteran guys, got a lot of pride. So say, hey, man, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. This is bull. Heard some guys say this sucks. You lose a teammate that can help you win. He's a good dude.
You're going to be hurt by
that. You're going to get
that reaction. Yeah.
So I love the way Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't hide from it. And
the elephant in the room.
He didn't talk about seven drops. That was a big elephant on Sunday. Like, we can't catch a friggin' football.
But he did say drops in there. He did say drop pass.
And then he hit that. And then he goes, and, you know, I got to make some throws too.
Well, he took the leadership role after he said the drop pass. Good for him.
But listen, man, I mean, that you say whatever you want about the other stuff. Doesn't matter who you are. You got when somebody throws you – And you work so hard to get in position to either jump up or run by a guy, you got to friggin' catch
right.
the ball.
Yep.
We're not talking about tough catches where you get hit as you're catching it and you're going, moo, you got popped pretty good.
How about not ducking either when the ball's thrown at you?
How about just
– I saw that too this week.
Just all of them. The deep, there had to be 150 yards in takeoffs that were – dropped in that game.
Well, Jakeem's was the worst, right? Because he was 3 yards past the guy and would have just walked in.
Well, he just ran, yeah. His would have been, you could add 20 more for the, or 15 more for catching and running in the end zone.
But the bobble into the Jamie Collins hands, ducking when the ball's thrown at you, like it kind of looks like a old school NFL Films football follies. That's what it looks like.
Well, you can't have 6 or 7 drops in a game.
And they do.
Especially when you're not good enough to overcome that. And nobody is. I guarantee you nobody has that many. We got a lot of drops through the first two games to start with. But, yeah, so all that stuff's talked about, the frustration of everything. And it was a hell of a move. I was like, man, when I heard Ryan Fitzpatrick said that stuff yesterday, I went, that's good stuff.
He's a leader.
Well,
he's a clubhouse leader. We know
36
that.
36 years old. And he said, all right, fellas, listen, man, we're all going to be here. And we know what's going on, and you got something to say about it, let it rip, man. We're all here. And some guys stood up on were pissed and said this sucks, and you know, and all right, now listen, we can't change things, and let's go out, let's talk about some of the other things, man. You know, the frustration of how you guys, whatever is bugging you and you're mad about in the locker room or on the field and practice, we got to let go on Sunday so we can play a little better. But he's at the end of the run here. Got a great outlook on things. He knows Rosen could be taken over at any moment. So it's just he's a good dude to have around. I hope, actually, we talked about him being one of the guys you could trade if these quarterbacks keep going down. But, hell, I'd keep him around just
for the leadership role he plays in the
locker room.
Just
for that, like, hey, dude, I understand you're frustrated, man. It sucks, but don't let it affect your play, man, because you're going to make a lot of money in this league. Don't forget that. You know, you're hearing that. I just don't know if our coaching staff is real sensitive to it. They're a little bit like some of our hard-ass fans are like, dude, you're getting paid. Doesn't matter who you play with. Shut up and just play.
That doesn't work all the time.
Some of that stuff, and that's called that old school coaching, like, hey, guy, you know, hey, man up, get out there and play, and I don't have to explain anything to you. This is what we're doing. You can see it. You can see the numbers. So it's good. You got a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick say, hey, all right, coach is gone. Let's talk about this a little bit and get it out there. Gotcha, man. Don't like it myself, and go from there. It is so interesting with what we're doing. It's got so many different parts to it. The fan base, I feel like, I don't know for sure, is kind of divided between I get what we're doing and I love it and I'm willing to suck it up for a year to fans that are going, I thought you said it was going to be competitive and we've been outscored 102-10 in the first two games. That's not entertainment. That's pain. You know, so you got that to start with. Then you have the makeup of your team, which is really clear to everybody, whether you're a 10-year veteran or you're a waiver just picked up on this team, you can see what's going on. Everybody's aware of the draft pick. You'd have to be really blind to what's going on with all these draft picks and all this money.
Oh, it's blatantly
for
obvious.
Next year. It's out there.
It's obvious.
But so it's just got all these different parts and – and your coaching guys, I'd love to know what the coach, when the coaches have these guys in individual meetings, and they look and one of their guys is a little salty or a little down.
How do you handle that?
How do the coaches handle it? They're not all in the counseling business of like this. And
man, a lot of coaches are hard asses too. Like,
well, they are. They're
if you're
like,
in a room with a coach like that who's just doesn't want to hear the whining and the crying, and he sees a guy pouting. Like, that could be a combustible situation also in a room, and you don't want that to necessarily happen in a team like this. We know what we're going to see every week. This team might get better as time goes on, but I don't believe they're going to get that much better. Like, it kind of is what it is.
Right.
I don't think they're going to all of a sudden win five straight games.
No. The games will be better as they play the 0-2, the teams that are 0-2.
Yeah, you
got to
get through this first four game stretch.
But right now, this group, and now coming into Dallas, who scoring 33 points a game, throwing for 333 yards a game, one of the top passing teams in the game. Dak's thrown 7 touchdowns already. The number 2 offense, that's what you're facing at home.
Paging Eric Rowe. Paging Wilts.
Yeah, no, no.
Paging the guys they're going to go right after.
It's going to be everybody because they're going to run the football too.
Yeah.
Don't think that anybody's getting a hall pass when they get to Dallas from that big-ass crowd that they're going to have.
Well, Zeke needs a breakout game, right? He hasn't had that breakout game yet?
Yeah, but you know.
In front of the home crowd?
You save him a little bit, though, and cut back on his carries till he gets into some of the games.
Joe, he'll have 15 carries for over 100 yards in the first half. Then you could rest him in the second half when you're up 38-0.
But anyway, again, this stuff's got all kinds. Everybody's got opinions on it for the tanking, and I call it overdose rebuilding because, boy, when they decided to do this, they took it to I even wonder if they sit back at night when they're all at the end of the night going, damn, boy, when I knew what we were going to do, I didn't realize we were going to go this far. What about you guys? Yeah, me neither. Jeez.
How about Chris Greer after the 59-10 loss? Forget about week two, but that night. Going back and maybe watching tape or whatever it was, going, jeez, wow, we really are, whoa, we have holes every, whoa, okay, we knew this was going to happen. I know this bad. We'll be better next week. Then you go into the first Patriot game, and you're only down 13-0 in the beginning. It's not like 40-0 like it was in the Baltimore game, where, like, legitimately you score a touchdown. I mean, I know you're not going to win, but you're back in the game, and then you blink twice, and it's 43-0. Like, there's just nothing you could do at that point.
Yeah.
Two pick sixes.
Two quick pick sixes.
About as bad as you can get.
So, yeah, the owner, sounds like everybody's gotten a hold of him. All the writers said, no, this is our game plan and stuff. And just don't tell us you're going to be competitive.
No, leave that. That word's got to be left.
Do not say competitive. Yeah, everybody knows what competitive is. I understand you can say try hard, get better. You can say things like that, but don't say competitive. Don't tell your fan base. Don't do that to your fans.
We have a plan in place.
You've given the fans, as everybody has said, lots of 6-10s and 7-9s and 8-8s, and everybody's tired of those and the collapses in the last month of the season and all that stuff. But so this one sticks in your gut a little bit, but at least you got a game plan. You got a game plan down the road.
So it seems.
But no, you got it.
Yeah.
But you got it. Listen, every year we're strapped, right? We're not very good, and we're strapped for salary cap. And we're going, well, we can cut a couple of guys and get a little money.
A little dead money.
Some of it is dead off there, right? Not all of it, but a lot of these contracts, partially dead money. So you have that. But now you got – it's out there. You'll see it every day, by the way. I'm sure we'll talk about this weekend, $130 to $150 million next year. Lots of draft picks. Including the ones that count the most, and those are the ones at the top there. If ones are sexy, twos should be sexy, and let's try to get something out of the threes, and then anything else you get, which we don't get a lot out of, we'll see if we can find something there.
Seven to the first 100, Joe. Seven times in those first two nights, the Dolphins will be at least on the clock. If not trading stuff, they'll be on the clock.
I am serious about one thing, though. We got to do and we're running late here, but we got to do a lot better job of background checks on veteran guys. I know we just sign them. We go through the agent and you see it. I mean, before we sign guys, I know it happens quickly, but we target some guys. We got to get into some background checks. And guys that have very little tread left on the tire, we have not done he can still play a little bit. He still got a little tread left on the tire. No more of that. If they look like they're worn out, those tires, let somebody else grab them on the cheap. Let's stay out of that.
You don't want to re-sign Julius Thomas if he's available?
No.
Mario?
No.
You want to go through a list?
Oh, no. Let me tell you, a lot of those are Gase. And by the way, Gase is at it again.
Oh, he's doing it again up in New York.
He's doing the same thing. Going back to his Chicago and Denver guys. He can't help himself. When in doubt, turn the clock back. I'm surprised he didn't bring in Peyton Manning and go, Peyton, remember all the great things we did? Like, hey, man, it was a long time ago. Let it go. Let it go, Adam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, gentlemen, we have the first endorsement deal offer here for Gardner Minshew from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. Popular adult webcam site Cam Soda has offered the quarterback $1 million to teach a weekly fitness class and be a brand ambassador. And what does that include, you may be asking? They would like him.
What's that include?
They would like him to do a band exercise, which is what he was doing in the locker room. But the website would like him to do the workout in a jockstrap and or naked in the weekly class. They would also like him to be the face of their puppet line, which is, as they describe it, a knit costume that you put over your package.
Oh. Yeah. Times are changing. It's a good endorsement.
I'm just telling you, Tom. I can just tell you, hi, I'm Tom Coughlin. That ain't happening.
I mean, it's got to be more than he's making this year. He's a late round pick.
He's pretty.
It's $1 million.
You know what? He's pretty good player for the future, though. He's pretty good shape.
Well, they just put $88 million into the next 4 years.
Everybody's looking. Backup's getting more money. Yeah, he'll pass.
Yeah, Tom Coughlin will pass.
I'm interested to find out about these puppets. That's a little bit odd.
That's odd.
All right, we go to college basketball for this next one here, and Louisville has reached a settlement with Rick Pitino. Did you guys see what the amount was?
0.000.
It was zero. The only thing that Rick is getting in exchange for this thing is they are going to say that he resigned and was not fired.
Was that all he cared about?
Is that supposed to make you feel better?
All he cared about.
Well, that's like when they're about to fire you, walk up, and you say, I quit.
Like, that's what he wanted to do.
You try to break up with the other person first or something like that.
Well, he doesn't need the cash. How much money did he get from Adidas over the years or
whatever? We've decided to go separate ways.
He was taking money under the table and other things under the table for a long time.
He's sticking to his story through all these years. He's done nothing wrong. It's incredible. He didn't know anything. He had no idea. He had no idea. Recruiting, nothing. Right. No idea.
I was at Italian dinner that night.
He knew about that. If he didn't, he's the first guy I know.
So
did
the other coach.
Didn't know about that. Right. You imagine those guys sitting. No. That's the weirdest vision. End of the day recruiting trip, and she's under that table, and he's sitting there with assistant coaches.
Yeah. That look game planning.
At that point, that look on his face, and those guys are looking at him. I'm sorry, man. I had to say that. It's just
spaghetti
awkward.
And meatballs.
What do you start like? Do you keep talking to him about coach about recruiting or? Hey, how are the kids doing? And you know she's under the table. That's weird.
How are the kids doing is a weird topic to bring up in that situation.
Oh, they're good. Oh, they're good. Oh.
I can't look.
Oh, they're good.
I can't look.
Oh, what else you got, Woody?
You done? All right. I didn't know if you were done with all that.
Oh, he's
sound
done.
Effect.
Oh, he's done.
You paint quite a picture.
Oh, you should be sitting a foot away from him and see it.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah.
Started shaking.
That's nice.
He ain't lying. He ain't lying.
All right, here's another weird
story. He never brings that one up, like, you pig.
Right, that's it. Everything else he brings up.
Another weird story here, guys, and we're at the very early stages of this one, so we'll be following this closely over the coming days. And, of course, it involves Antonio Brown, but at this time it involves Le'Veon Bell's baby mama, Charisse. There are rumors that Antonio Brown is seeing Charisse right now. She was on Instagram saying a little different stuff throughout the week, and then someone asked her directly if she was with AB, and she only replied by saying her week was, quote, booming. And if you follow Antonio Brown, you know that that's one of his slogans.
Uh-oh. A lot of booming going on.
Right.
I will say this, because I did see the story. She's a good-looking lady.
Yes, she is. Thank you for that, though, John.
Yeah.
She's a good-looking little red bone. Combination package.
Week was booming.
Isn't it amazing, though? All these star athletes can have any. This goes back. This used to be my pet peeve in the 80s down here. So you guys can have star wide receiver, star running back. You can have any woman. You can have a chance to date and be with and call them your girlfriend or have a baby with them, anybody you want, and you guys end up with the same damn girl. How's that happen?
Fighting over.
There got to be 200,000 girls that look like
right.
that. You can go down here in Miami and find
South Florida, 50
this morning.
Right.
And they're doing the same one.
We used to
have the same thing going on in the 80s. Like, we used to, like, stop and it would get, there'd be a little friction in the room and guys were mad and you could see, oh, man, last night. Two dudes fighting over the same girl, went at it, had to break them up at a club. And you would say, so we got all these people in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. We go to all these clubs, and there's no other professional teams in town. We're it. And you two were fighting over the same damn girl.
She's really
pretty. When it's all said and done, she ain't going to be with either one of you two. You'll just stay with your wives. All right, so what else you got?
All right, I'm going to get to one more thing here because we're out of time. But we have an item hitting the auction blocks here, Joe, that I think that you would be very interested in. It is Jerry Rice's game-worn jersey, And it's the jersey he was wearing when he caught his final touchdown pass from Joe Montana.
Oh.
It was worn in a Niners 1991 playoff game against Washington.
Ooh. That's a good one.
That's a good jersey.
That's a good one.
You know how many touchdowns they combined for together?
I'm going to say 75.
67, tied for sixth all time.
He caught a bunch with Steve Young, too.
Mm.
And if you had to guess, gentlemen, what do you think the jersey will go for?
Oh.
We have a number here that they're expecting to get. Joe, what would you pay for it?
Price is right here. Right?
I can't afford it, but I would say it's going to go for $50.
I'm going $1.
Zach wins. It's expected to get $25,000.
I knew it was under. Had to be under. $50,000 is a lot, though, but $25,000 is still a lot for a jersey.
Talking about you could.
That's the GOAT jersey, though. Last touchdown for Montana. That's a GOAT jersey right there.
You know all these guys putting up all these monster numbers in passing games, right? I mean, they're ridiculous. And still nobody going to touch Jerry Rice. If there's one record, you can look them up. You can look all the records, and you're going, nobody catching all that guy's record.
No, the wide receiver record's going to be close to being never touched. It sucks.
And
we're
talking about guys getting 100-plus catches every
season.
And the passing numbers, hell, when it's all said and done, Danny's going to be out of the top 10 because these guys are –
Every year, another guy throws 4,800 yards.
Guys are playing till they're 40 at a high level.
Just imagine Danny in today's game.
But Jerry Rice, I don't know.
It'd be a tough one to beat.
With those guys. You can catch 100. Well, you can do the math on it for a lot of
years.
We saw
Jarvis do it for 4 years, 100 catches every year. How many touchdowns do you have, 4?
Hard to catch those guys. Hey, we got
Joe, really quick, can I just address one more thing? Because we're getting people asking about this on the text
what's
machine.
That? What happened?
OJ was busy again, so I don't know if we have time. We can get to it today. The caption on his tweet was "Big Game Hunters."
Oh, God.
Big Game Hunters.
All right, we'll make room for it.
We'll definitely make room.
Guessing you can.
You sold me right there.
Good enough for me.
You know what? The headline sold me. You did it right there. Hey, Michael Lombardi's going to join us. Last time he was on, he was
fireball.
He was a bombshell, man. Yeah. So we'll have Michael Lombardi join us, and our NFL insider talk a little bit about everything going on from getting benched to 0-16 to everything else going on out there, trading Jalen Ramsey also.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.